Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
The state is suing President Trump and his defense secretary.
With this order, Trump and Hegseth ignored law enforcement's expertise and guidance and trampled over our state's, California's, sovereignty.
President Trump and California Governor Gavin Newsom have engaged in an escalating war of words, including Trump voicing support for arresting Newsom. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
Gavin Newsom believes that Trump has been targeting California and that this has not been a good faith exercise of the law that would allow him to call in the National Guard.
I'm Stacey Lynn at the White House. President Trump said he brought in the National Guard because Governor Newsom is incompetent and
he's destroying one of our great states.
He says besides the Guard,
we would bring more in if we needed it because we have to make sure there's going to be law and order.
And he may do just that. Several U.S. officials say around 700 Marines have been put on high alert and could be mobilized in the coming days.
States that loosened gun laws following a landmark court ruling 15 years ago saw thousands more childhood firearm deaths than they otherwise would have. The vast majority, homicides and suicides. That from a new Harvard study, lead author Jeremy Faust.
We see this in homicides and suicides. It turns out that accidents are a relatively small amount of these deaths, which surprised me.
An update on a small plane that crashed off San Diego's coast from our Jim Crisula.
The U.S. Coast Guard now says all six people on board a twin-engine plane that went down in the Pacific Ocean near San Diego died. A large debris field was found about 5 miles off Point Loma. The plane had taken off from San Diego International Airport and was headed to Phoenix.
One of the most influential pop, soul, funk, and rock artists of the late 60s and early 70s, Sly Stone, has died.
What made Sly and the Family Stone unique was not just the style mix from driving funk to hard rock, but the mix of people in the band. Musician and filmmaker Questlove in a 2023 Sunday Morning Profile.
Women playing instruments as serious as men do to have the white guys, the drummer.
Questlove's documentary on Stone and a 2023 memoir revived interest in him decades after he faded from public view. Stone's family told Sunday Morning that after decades of drug use, Sly Stone had been clean for 4 years and happy. Peter King, CBS News.
Sly Stone was 82. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. One person was hospitalized after a house fire yesterday on Indiana Street in Racine. Working smoke alarms went off, allowing an adult, 5 kids, and 2 dogs to get out of the house safely. The fire was quickly contained, with the front porch severely damaged. The cause is under investigation. Kenosha County is in the sights of a Minnesota developer wanting to build housing. The Milwaukee Biz Times reports a developer is looking at putting in 400 affordable units at the northwest corner of 12th Street in Summers. It's a location right next to the Union Pacific Railroad line. UW Parkside is merging its 4 academic colleges into one. It's an effort to save up to $300,000 in administrative costs. The new merged college will be led by a senior vice provost and dean. It's a move to address declining enrollment and financial issues. After an almost 20-year hiatus, the bands are getting back together. Racine's Harborfest makes a return this weekend. The Lakeside Festival is set to take over downtown Racine Friday and Saturday. Staples of the past return with live music, food, and more. Proceeds will go to the Racine County Food Bank and Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin. Walworth County gas prices are about a dime cheaper a gallon than they are in Racine and Kenosha counties today. Both of those places are right around the $3 a gallon mark. And tonight, Racine's Community Development Block Grant Advisory Board will discuss federal grants and facility upgrades. Public input is welcome. You can find out more about that advisory board and go deeper at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Brewers baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers open a series against the Atlanta Braves in Milwaukee. The crew losing a close one yesterday, 1-0 to the San Diego Padres. Freddie Peralta allowed just one hit, no runs, through six innings, 90 pitches, and thought about going back out in the seventh.
For 1 second, I was thinking about it to come back, but at the same time, we took the decision that it was good enough for the day and just to bring somebody else.
So Rob Zastrzynski took over in the seventh, and Manny Machado knocked one out of the park on him. That was the ball game. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I mean, it was a decision that, you know, we had to talk to Freddie first, see how he felt. He was out of gas. Could we have pushed him into it? I'm sure he would have done it for us. But you don't do that this time of the year.
NFL. The Packers have decided to release defensive back Jaire Alexander. The team asking Alexander to take a pay cut, in part because he's missed half the games the last two seasons. The defensive back was scheduled to make $17 million this season. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
You don't need a boat to join the Racine Yacht Club. Just a love for great times by the water. Whether you're a seasoned sailor or just looking for a vibrant community, RYC offers something for everyone. Set sail in club races, join a crew, let the kids play, or simply soak in the beauty of Lake Michigan. The friendships you build here last a lifetime. Come for the water, stay for the people. Join the Racine Yacht Club today. Different membership levels available and no boat required. Visit racineyachtclub.org for more info.
Summerfest brings the biggest names in live music to Milwaukee's lakefront across three unforgettable weekends, including performances from James Taylor, Chicago, Devo, plus Richard Marx, Rick Springfield, George Thorogood, Sebastian Bach, and more. Don't miss Milwaukee's Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance on June 19th through 21st, June 26th through 28th, and July 3rd through 5th. Get tickets now at summerfest.com.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. An isolated shower or two this evening, then a clearing sky tonight, and a low in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, hazy sunshine from a little smoke, warmer, highs into the low 70s. Chances for showers and thunderstorms return Wednesday into Thursday. Currently, it's 66.
It's time for Kurt Vollman's 5 o'clock class reunion, where you help us pick three songs from today's year and relive those high school glory days. Or maybe gory days. No matter what, it's fun. Today, it's 1963.
Welcome to WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. And today we feature the class of 1963, a year when life was simpler. Gas was 30 cents a gallon and a brand new house about 18 grand. That year, Dr. King shared his I Have a Dream speech. It echoed from the steps of the Lincoln Memorial across the country. And in sports, the Lombardi-led Packers won their second straight NFL championship, bringing another trophy back to Titletown, USA, Green Bay, Wisconsin. And on the radio in 1963, we were listening to The Kingsmen, Louie Louie. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion.
Yeah.
1963. It's the Kingsmen and Louie Louie on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1963. Well, the FBI launched an extensive investigation into that song after Indiana Governor Matthew Welch declared it pornographic in early 1964 and asked the Indiana Broadcasters Association to ban it. The investigation spanned offices in several states, with technicians listening to the song at different speeds, trying to discern any obscene lyrics. None were found. Well, of course, in 1963, we lost President Kennedy, and soon after, LBJ spoke to Congress.
Lyndon Baines Johnson returns to familiar settings in an unfamiliar role. As 36th President of the United States, he comes before Congress with a deep-felt appeal.
I'm here today to say I need your help. I cannot bear this burden alone. I need the help of all Americans in all America. John Kennedy's death commands what his life conveyed, that America must move forward.
On the radio in 1963, we were listening to Jan and Dean. Surf City on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1963. We've often talked about how Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys wrote that song for Jan and Dean. In fact, the Beach Boys and Jan and Dean were very familiar with each other. After meeting at a teen hop, the Beach Boys served as Jan and Dean's backing group on a few live dates for the duo. Well, in 1963, we had a brand new invention, the touch-tone telephone.
Hey, everyone, let's jump back to November 16th, 1963, a day that would forever change the way we communicate. On this day, Bell Telephone introduced the world to the touch-tone phone, marking the beginning of a new era in telecommunications. Before 1963, making a phone call required a rotary dial. You'd have to rotate the dial for each digit, wait for it to return to its original position, and then repeat the process. It was a slow and sometimes frustrating way to connect with others. Then the touch-tone phone arrived. Instead of a rotary dial, It featured a keypad with buttons numbered 0 through 9. This might seem basic now, but back then it was groundbreaking. Each button press transmitted a combination of two specific frequencies, a system known as dual tone multi-frequency, or DTMF. This allowed for much quicker and more reliable dialing. With a touch tone phone, you could dial a number in seconds.
In 1963, on the radio, we were listening to a nearly instrumental song, Wipeout. It's the Safaris and Wipeout on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1963. Well, the story of the Safaris is a little sticky. There's some dispute over who actually played on their album and who owns the publishing rights. Apparently, Wipeout and Surfer Joe are the only songs the Safaris actually played on the album Wipeout. The others were performed by another surf rock group called the Challengers. Well, in 1969, on the small screen, we were all captivated by The Fugitive.
The Fugitive. A QM production. Starring David Janssen as Dr. Richard Kimball, an innocent victim of blind justice, falsely convicted for the murder of his wife. Reprieved by fate when a train wreck freed him en route to the death house. Freed him to hide in lonely desperation, to change his identity, to toil at many jobs. Freed him to search for a one-armed man he saw leave the scene of the crime. Freed him to run before the relentless pursuit of the police lieutenant obsessed with his capture.
That is going to wrap up today's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1963. Be sure to tune in tomorrow afternoon just after the 5 p.m. news for another class reunion. Tomorrow will feature the class of 1971.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Four Saints Family Festival this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday on the St. Rita Grounds, 4339 Douglas Avenue in Racine. Free entry, free parking, free entertainment. Everything else you have to pay for.
Dear Brewers fans, where do you find the best views and the most electrifying baseball action American Family Field has to offer? The answer is Toyota Territory, located in right field. This Grand Slam experience covers all the bases and gives fans in the stands an exclusive live look at our home run hitter, the Toyota Land Cruiser. Creating a lasting legacy, the Toyota Land Cruiser is seasoned to perform like your Milwaukee Brewers. Add Toyota to your lineup today. Now batting, Toyota.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
At WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week.
Just a little bit, Mr.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's time to play Can You Guess? This famous building measures 357 feet from end to end. What building is it? Why, it's the International Space Station.
All the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend.
Presley, WRJN. Stay connected with the new WRJN weekly newsletter. Get a recap of the week's top local and state news, on-air highlights, business spotlights, and marketing tips, too, delivered right to your inbox. Sign up at WRJN.com. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Gateway is getting some grant money from the governor. Gateway Technical College is among the recipients of nearly $10 million in state workforce development grants. The governor announced that funding today. The roughly $600,000 in funding locally will help the Southeastern Wisconsin Workforce Development Board offer CNC boot camps and CDL classes. People in the programs will also get paid work experience and support services like childcare and transportation. One person was hospitalized after a house fire yesterday on Indiana Street in Racine. Working smoke alarms went off, allowing an adult, five kids, and two dogs to get out of the house safely. The fire was quickly contained, with the front porch severely damaged. The cause is under investigation. There's an effort underway to redo report cards. Lisa Hale has more.
The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has established a new committee that will be responsible for reviewing and setting new state report card standards. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley has recently faced criticism from some Republican and Democratic lawmakers over the post-pandemic testing standards, which they feel are too low. The committee will include over two dozen members from education backgrounds and will begin meeting next month. The identities of the members chosen for the committee have not yet been released.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Master Vapor Cigar Shop in Racine is under new ownership and proud to welcome customers with 20 to 50% off on over 50 select items throughout their incredible store. That's right, over 50 different brands of your favorite vape, disposables, gummies, and carts, all 20 to 50% off. Plus, Master Vape has a huge selection of CBD products, pipes, tobaccos, incense, and papers, as well as a premium walk-in cigar humidor that you'll have to see to believe. At the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. An isolated shower or two this evening, then a clearing sky tonight, and a low in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, hazy sunshine from a little smoke, warmer, highs into the low 70s. Chances for showers and thunderstorms return Wednesday into Thursday. Currently, it's 66.
Tambourine.
WR Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. There's a star man waiting in the sky. And anytime we want to talk about space, we talk with Teddy Volman. Hey, Teddy.
Hello.
All right. So last week we were talking about how, was it last Friday there was supposed to be something landing on the moon, right?
Yes.
Success?
Not quite. Okay. No. Yeah, this has been something of a theme as we've been talking about things attempting to land on the moon. There have not been a ton of successes lately. No, this particular spacecraft launched several months ago, took a long circuitous route to get to the moon, and it ultimately failed just a few seconds before it was supposed to land.
This is a Japanese craft, right?
Yes. It's a private Japanese company that this was their second attempt. And they basically, there was some sort of mismatch between how fast the spacecraft thought it was going and how high it was above the moon. And ultimately, it ended up performing what in the spacecraft community is often called a hard landing, or it crashed. Other words, it crashed.
Yeah. So this was supposed to be a rover. It was supposed to be driving around the moon, right? And it's not going to be able to do that now, right? I mean, it was a hard enough landing.
It's not going to be able to do that, no.
Okay. You said it was their second attempt at doing this, and you were telling me off the air about the reason why the first attempt didn't successfully land.
Yeah, this was a few years ago. It had a laser system to figure out how high above the moon am I, and then it went over a cliff. And so its measurement of how far above the ground it was dramatically changed in an instant. And so the onboard computer was like, oh, I'm having some kind of a malfunction. This isn't a reasonable reading. I'm going to go based on how high above the ground I should be based on my old readings. And so it gently, nicely touched down to where it thought the ground was, turned off its engines, and then immediately plummeted, you know, hundreds and hundreds of feet down and smashed into the surface of the moon.
So in other words, the AI was a little too smart for its own good.
A little bit too smart for its own good, I would say, yes.
All right. So this recent crash happened on Friday. Have we learned yet? Is this Japanese company going to try to make another attempt at this?
They already have the next two planned out. So they are apparently quite determined to get something to land on the moon.
Can't imagine how many dollars they're spending on this.
Especially considering this company originally was competing for a $20 million prize that they ultimately failed to get. So somebody's pouring a lot of money into this.
You and I were having a conversation off the air about why we seem to be having so many failures getting to the moon, considering we did this, you know, 55 years ago.
Yeah. So with the Apollo missions, of course, there was a person on board, which helped that sort of thing. You don't have to pre-program anything. But before that, there was the Surveyor program, which was a bunch of robotic missions that landed on the moon.
Successfully.
Yeah. There were 5 out of 7 successes. And so, yeah, there is that question of why are we failing so much? But the difference between that is that Surveyor was crazy expensive. So if you take the amount that it cost and, you know, adjusted it for inflation and everything, and then you looked at all of the missions recently and their success and failure, the amount of money that we have lost on failed spacecraft is pretty much perfectly in line with the amount of money that we lost on failed spacecraft in the Surveyor program. It's just that the ones that we're launching now are way, way cheaper. And so we're kind of working out the problem of we can do this, but can we do it cheaply?
So yeah, we're doing it on the cheap, or we're trying to.
Yes, exactly. Okay. And we're working out the kinks, but we're getting there. I think, you know, this was a better crash than the last one.
All right. There's Teddy Volman. He keeps us up to date on all things space related. And I'm Kurt Volman on WRJN.
Monday, Monday. Can't trust that day. Monday, Monday. Sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Every other day, every other day, every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, but whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday, Monday, won't go away. Monday, Monday,
say.
She has Linda Ronstadt and Stone Ponies and Different Drum on WRJN, your home for Brewers baseball. And we've got another one for you coming up here in a little bit. It's the Braves in town to take on the Brewers. And we've got the broadcast for you at 6:05. Brewers baseball brought to you by Lee's Deli, by Main Street Bakery, by Easy Mobility Solutions, Ferraro's Pizza, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, and the Lanes on 20. Check out the entire sports schedule online at WRJN.com.
Racine, welcome to the tropics, right on Durand Ave. At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, they're blending smoothies your way. Add-ins like protein, collagen, and even the perfect sweetness level. It doesn't stop at smoothies. Fuel up with toasted wraps, sandwiches, or go hazelnuts for the tropic bowls. Try the acai with Nutella, or power up with their peanut butter protein crunch bowl. 32 grams of protein and major vacation vibes in every bite. Now open at 6035 Durand Ave. Made to order, made for you. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Vacay starts here.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
Spring is here and summer heat is just around the corner. Is your air conditioner ready to keep you cool? A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling provides expert spring tune-ups to keep your system running smoothly, saving you money and preventing costly breakdowns. From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all, including repairs and installations. Call A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling today, 414-595-5175, or visit their website, mkehvac.com. Schedule your spring tune-up now.
The Racine Raiders face the number one ranked team in the West, the Phoenix Outlaws, this week at historic Horlick Athletic Field. Saturday night, bring the family out to see what the best of the West has to offer in this epic showdown of two of the top teams in the country. The Racine Raiders and the Phoenix Outlaws, Saturday, 7 p.m. at historic Horlick Field in Racine. Be sure you're there.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Upside, out of sight, baby. Everything is all right. Upside, clean.
98 years, WRJN has brought you local news, and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 6, then Milwaukee Brewers baseball. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being homeward bound with me this afternoon. I will chat with you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have yourself a great night.